الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد. أما بعد، العقيدة الوسطية للشيخ سامي بن تيمية. Today is the 9th of ربيع الأول 1432. الشيخ الإسلام رحمه الله said in quoting the ayah in سورة المؤمنون ayah 103, and we are still in the context of the deeds which will be weighed on the scales on يوم القيامة. قوله ومن قفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم في جهنم خالدون. سورة المؤمنون آية 103. ومن خفت موازينه, whosoever's deeds or scales will be light, it is those who have lost themselves in the hellfire abiding therein eternally. والإشارة هنا للبعد لانحطاط مرتبتهم لا لعلو مرتبتهم. الإشارة here, the demonstrative pronoun أولئك. Why did we say أولئك? What is the difference between them? In English we have these and those. These مصاحف are mine because they're close. Those chairs belong to the Da'wah Center because they're far. In Arabic we have ha'ula, which is equivalent to these, and ula'ika, which is equivalent to those. Ha'ula'i ikhwati, these are my brothers, they're next to me. Ula'ika ashabi, those are my friends. That's how you distinguish between them. Now why did Allah say, وَمَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ. We had learned before that when Allah wanted to praise the Quran, He said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, that book, because now we have هَذَا, this, ذَلِكَ, that. So why did Allah use that, not هَذَا الْكِتَابِ? Because of the ulu, the honor, the highness, the transcendence, the dignity of the Quran, it is referred to as dalika because of the high status which it holds. So now, the same pronoun, the same demonstrative pronoun, but in the plural, is being used. Even though we're speaking about those whose scales are light, and those who will be in the hellfire forever. The Shaykh said, here, the reason why the distance, the demonstrative pronoun, which basically speaks of or refers to distance, denotes distance, is used because of the lowliness of their status, not because of the highness of their status. Yani they're so low down that you still have to say those. So it could either be referred to something which is high in status, you say those, or something which is low, is so low that so far away from what is correct that you also use the distance, the demonstrative pronoun which denotes distance. Ajib, the choice of words. This is by the way, these are not accidental. These choice of words by Allah Azza wa Jal are the epitome of eloquence, and this is what puzzled the Arabs. This is what puzzled the Quraishis, who were very, very well versed, who were very, they had linguistic skills, they were eloquent, they had poetry, they had, al-manzoom, al-manthoor, even regular prose and otherwise. These guys had skills, but they couldn't do anything with the Quran. It was just mind-blowing to them, because the choice of words, perfection. Tayyib. وقوله خسروا أنفسهم الكافر قد خسر نفسه وأهله وماله. Those who have lost themselves, the disbeliever, the Shaykh said, has already lost himself or himself, his wealth, I'm sorry, his family and his wealth. The kafir lost three things: himself, his family and his wealth. And the evidence for that is in Surah Az-Zumar, Ayah 15. قُلْ إِنَّ الْخَاسِرِينَ الَّذِينَ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَهْلِيهِمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَلَا ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينَ. Verily, without a doubt, the losers are those who have lost themselves and their family on the day of resurrection. Is that not verily this is the ultimate loss? Al-Khusran al-Mubin, the evident loss, the one that you have no doubts concerning. بينما المؤمن العامل للصالحات قد ربح نفسه وآله وماله وانتفع به. Whereas the believer who has done righteous deeds, he has won himself, he has won his family, he has won his wealth, and he benefited from it. Huge difference, man. Both the kafir and the believer, they have themselves and they have their wealth and they have their families. One will lose everything and one will win everything, depending on belief. This is why we always emphasize and address this issue. It is not a light matter when someone is a kafir. And we don't categorize Islam with the rest of the false religions. We always try to make it a point. Like people, you know, always ask these questions. How come Muslims are not allowed to use Saudi Arabia? It doesn't allow any church to be built here. No churches, no temples. But in all other countries, even Christian countries, they don't have a problem in mosques being built. Why this discrimination? So it's difficult to really give him an answer which is satisfactory. The thing which you address is, look, Islam is not like any other religion. Your false religion has no problem entertaining other religions because your religion to begin with is false. Our religion is the true religion of God. It's the only religion of Allah. He doesn't accept anything else. So accepting another institute of false worship is grave, that Allah does not allow it. Why? Because we have to go back to, it's not just, well, Islam and Christianity, it's the truth and falsehood. Islam and Hinduism, it's truth and falsehood. So it's so serious that whatever human beings try to, whenever they try to even them out, as is, you know, I respect your religion, you respect mine, say, no, this is not like, it doesn't work this way. This is not about, I don't respect falsehood. I don't respect Satan. I don't respect this belief. I respect the truth. Now you respect my religion, I appreciate it because you're respecting the truth. But I will not respect falsehood. Now you don't tell him that in these words, because of course you may, you know, fight. I'm telling you what the content is. You will have to use your own wise words and gentle ones when conveying this to the non-Muslim. But I'm giving you the juice of it, right? And the gist of it. So then, that is always in the back of our minds. Anytime you're confronted with something, why in Islam, and whereas other religions say, because Islam is not like any other religion. Every other religion is man-made today. Islam is from Allah. And so Allah deals with his religion, this, other than what the Pope will deal. The Pope will change his religion any day. The Pope has no problem putting a saint. Now they were making a study that previous Pope is a saint. And they, some miracle was referred back to him or attributed to him. And they said he went up one level now in the sainthood of I don't know what. He has one more miracle. If any drunk person comes from the street and says that I said the name of Saint Batiqa and now I'm healed, then they will give him another, and then khalas. They will give him a particular title which is known among the... Crazy stuff, man. The man is dead already. And now people are saying that because I said his name, my son was healed. So the Pope then comes up with a religion as he goes along. So that's what happens in Christianity. We don't have that in Islam. It's done. Khalas. No one is going to change it. Now, so this is important. طيب. The Shaykh said, فَهَؤُلَاءِ الْكُفَّارِ خَسِرُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ لِأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَسْتَفِيدُوا مِنْ وُجُودِهِمْ فِي الدُّنْيَا شَيْئًا. These disbelievers have lost themselves. Why? Because they did not benefit from their existence in this dunya at all. They didn't benefit with anything. They didn't benefit from anything. They just lived in this dunya like cattle. And then they left. بَلْ مَا اسْتَفَادُوا إِلَّا الضَّرَرَ. Rather, they didn't gain except harm. The only thing which they gained is actually harm. وَخَسِرُوا أَمْوَالَهُمْ. And they lost their wealth. لأنهم لم ينتفعوا لها, because they didn't benefit from it. Should be بها. حتى ما أعطوه للخلق لينتفع به. Even the money which they gave to people, which you're supposed to benefit from, it still didn't benefit them. Yeah, when you give charity, you hear Mother Teresa, and you hear about these, you know, so-called figures, Gandhi, and whatever, that they did humanitarian things, and they were blah, blah, blah. All this is worthless in the sight of Allah. To the people, they think this person spent so much, and he did so many things for human beings, that he's going to be in a good situation on the Yawm al-Hisab. Not at all. Because Allah says in Surah At-Tawbah, Ayah 54, وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ The Shaykh said, فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَنْفَعُمْ It will not benefit them. كَمَا قَالَ تَعَالَى وَمَا مَنَعَهُمْ أَن تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ And what prevented them from having their contributions accepted, except that they disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger. So their disbelief in Allah and His Messenger rendered their contributions and their charity and their work void, worthless. Allah will not accept it. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ Verily Allah only accepts the deeds of the righteous people. He's not going to accept it from a kafir. At least on Yawm al-Qiyamah. They may get something for it in the dunya, as we know. وَخَسِرُوا أَهْلِهِمْ And they lost their family. لِأَنَّهُمْ فِي النَّارِ They will be in the fire. فَصَاحِبِ النَّارِ لَا يَأْنَسْ بِأَهْلِهِ The inhabitant of the hellfire will not enjoy the company of his family. Right now, when you travel, if you travel, and you miss your family, some of us don't care, but those who have feelings and emotions, they miss their family members. And you enjoy their company. When you see your wife again, and your children, or your parents, or your siblings, whatever, everybody loves certain people, you enjoy them. Now, the kuffar will go to the hellfire together, maybe a whole family, but they will not be in the company of one another, as in they enjoy themselves in the fire. لا يأنس بأهله بل إنه مغلق عليه في تابوت Rather he would be closed in a tomb ولا يرى أن أحدا أشد منه عذابا And worse than that he doesn't see that anyone is more severe in punishment He doesn't believe anyone will have a severe punishment than him والمراد بخفة الموازين رُجْحَانِ السَّيِّئَاتِ الْحَسَنَاتِ What is intended by their scales or their deeds will be light. The Shaykh said it is the outweighing of the evil deeds over the good deeds. السَّيِّئَاتِ عَلَى الْحَسَنَاتِ أَوْ فُقْدَانِ الْحَسَنَاتِ بِالْكُلِّيَةِ Or the absence of good deeds in totality. Like the kuffar, who have zero good deeds. Zero. إِنْ قُلْنَا بِأَنَّ الْكُفَّارِ تُوزَنَ عَمَالُهُمْ This is This is on the presumption that the kuffar will have their deeds weighed, assuming that their deeds will be weighed. كما هو ظاهر هذه الآية الكريمة وأمثالها As it is apparent from this ayah and other ayahs similar to it. وهو أحد القولين إلى العلم It is one of the two opinions of the scholars. You mean some of the scholars say the deeds of the kuffar will not even be weighed because they don't have anything. And others say no, they will be weighed and it will be the good deeds will be nothing. So the bad deeds will outweigh the good deeds and their deeds will be weighed. The scholars have differed on this particular issue. And the other opinion, والقول الثاني أن الكفار لا تزن عمالهم. The other opinion says that the disbelievers will not have their deeds weighed. And they have an evidence in Surah Al-Kahf. لقوله تعالى قل هل ننبئكم بالأخسرين أعمالا Say, shall we inform you of those who are most lost, whose deeds are most lost? أخسرين, those who have lost the most in concerning their deeds. الذين ضل سعيهم في الحياة الدنيا وهم يحسبون أنهم يحسنون صنعا. Those who their efforts in this dunya were gone or were wasted while they thought that they were actually doing good. أولئك الذين كفروا بآيات ربهم ولقائه It is those who have disbelieved in the signs and miracles and revelation of your Lord and in meeting Him فحبطت أعمالهم So their deeds were nullified فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا Then they will have no weight whatsoever on يوم القيامة So the ayah indicates that there will be nothing weight لا نقيم لهم وزنا There will be no weight not for them not for their deeds خلاص They're done. Wallahu a'lam, the Shaykh said, Allah knows best. Tayyib. The sixth matter, So far we've dealt with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is the sixth matter. مِمَّا يَكُونُ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ concerning that which will occur on the day of resurrection. وَهُوَ مَا ذَكَرُهُ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ بِقَوْلِهِ وَتُنْشَرُ الدَّوَاوِينَ which is the statement of Shaykh al-Islam رحمه الله وَتُنْشَرُ الدَّوَاوِينَ وَتُنْشَرُ أي تُفَرَّقُ وَتُفْتَحْ لِقَارِئَةَ تُنْشَرُ it will be spread out. Spread out, laid out, presented,
published.
You could say that, but here not in that sense. Not in that sense. Not darun nashr, for example. Nashr tunshar. Also, for example, when you have laundry and you hang it so it will dry, they say nashrul ghasil. So it's actually placing something so that it is viewed by others. The Shaykh said here it means to farraq wa tuftah liqadam, meaning it will be distributed and it will be opened up. Dawaween are records, and here I would like to hint at some of the issues of pronunciation in the English language and the importance of the people of da'wah to improve their language skills, be it English if you're giving da'wah in English or Urdu or whatever that language is, if it is not our mother tongue, then we need to work hard on in improving the language to the best of our abilities. Because in English, for example, you have the noun and the verb. The noun is record. Okay. And the verb is record. I'm recording the talk, and then I will make a record for it in my office. You have a record at the dentist. He has the world record in, the fastest runner. But you record a lecture. It's the verb form. And it's important to distinguish between them in pronunciation. Because right now, if you were speaking to a group of people and you say the records, they may misunderstand what you're saying. And they may not know that you mean the records. Because the words are pronounced differently. Records, it's a verb. Record is a noun. And there are many different, like in English, you have separate them is the verb. Separate is an adjective. It's an adjective. You have conduct. Conduct is the way you behave. Conduct is to conduct a class. There are hundreds of words that there's a variation between the verb and the noun depending on pronunciation. That's just a benefit, if you find a benefit that is. على كل حال, والدواوين are records. جمع ديوان is the plural of the singular ديوان. وهو السجل الذي تكتب فيه الأعمال. It is then the sheets, the papers on which the deeds will be written. So we call them records. ومنه دواوين بيت المال وما أشبه ذلك. And so that's why we have the ديوان. Or the Dawawin of Baytul Mal. Baytul Mal, is where the money of the government is placed for zakah and what have you, back in the day. Diwan, it's the record. Because there they have what actually exists of treasures and wealth and what have you. قال وهي صحائف الأعمال. Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah explain what are the Dawawin. صحائف الأعمال, it is the sheets of deeds. The sheets containing the deeds, the records. يعني التي كتبتها الملائكة الموكلون بأعمال بني آدم. It is then the deeds which were written by the assigned angels, who wrote the deeds of the children of Adam. قال الله تعالى كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وأن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. Nay, but you belie and deny ad-deen, recompense, resurrection, the day of judgment. You deny the religion, you deny accountability. وَأَنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ and verily upon you are guardians. كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ they're noble scribes. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ they know all that which you do. فَيُكْتَبُ هَذَا الْعَمَلِ وَيَكُونُ لَازِمًا لِلْإِنسَانِ فِي عُنُقِهِ this deed will be written and it will be accompanying the person in his neck. It will be attached to his neck. فإذا كان يوم القيامة أخرج الله هذا الكتاب. So when it is the day of resurrection, Allah will bring out this book. قال تعالى وكل إنسان ألزمناه طائره في عنقه ونخرج له يوم القيامة كتابا يلقاه منشورا اقرأ كتابك كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا. And every human being we have we have basically confined or attached his deeds to his neck, and we will bring out on the day of resurrection a book which he will find presented before him open. It will be said to him, اقرأ كتابك, read your book, كفى بنفسك اليوم عليك حسيبا, sufficient is yourself as a reckoner over you today. قال بعض السلف لقد أنصفك من جعلك حسيبا على نفسك. Some of the Salaf said, he has done justice to you, the one who has made you a reckoner over yourself. He has done justice to you if he made you hold yourself accountable, not someone, because someone else may oppress you, someone else may wrong you. But when you're judging yourself, but and you're being honest, that's justice, because you know what you did and what you didn't do. والكتاب في صحائف الأعمال إما للحسنات وإما للسيئات. The actual writing in these sheets of deeds or these records is either for the good deeds or for the bad deeds. والذي يكتب من الحسنات ما عمله الإنسان والذي يكتب من الحسنات ما عمله الإنسان وما نواه وَمَا هَمَّ بِهِ فَهَذِهِ ثَلَاثَةُ أَشْيَاءَ. Very important now. Pay very close attention. This is knowledge which we need to internalize. We don't just want to attend the class without benefiting and being able to benefit others. Three things will be written when it comes to good deeds. The actual deed itself, that which you have actually done already, it has been materialized in actions. وَمَا نَوَاهُ. What is that?
Intended.
That which he intended from niyyah. إنما الأعمال بالنيات. Niyyah. Nawahu is the ha is referring as a pronoun. Mamir muttasil is referring to the subject of the sentence, meaning the person. Whatever he intended. وما هم به. هم is unlike nawa. هم is you had the concern to do it. You had developed not firm intention. Now he developed some motivation to do something. And we will see. The Shaykh will explain. These are three things. Whatever you do, it's known. We agree it's going to be written. There's no ambiguity concerning that. As for that which you intend, it will also be written for you. لكن يكتب له أجر النية فقط كاملا. But he will only get the reward of the niyyah complete. Full reward of what? The niyyah only. كما في الحديث الصحيح في قصة الرجل الذي كان له مال ينفقه في سبل الخير. Like the authentic narration concerning the man who had wealth which he was spending in all forms of goodness. فقال الرجل الفقير, a poor man said, لو أن عندي مالا, if I had wealth, if I had wealth, لَعَمِلْتُ بِهِ بِعَمَلِ فُلَانٍ, I would have done with it the same thing this man was doing. Spend it in good. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَاءٌ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, then he will have his intention, his based on his intention, فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَاءٌ, the reward is equal. The reward is equal. Yeah, and if you don't have the money and you saw someone building a masjid or doing some good and you said sincerely to yourself, if I had money, I would have done the same thing, Allah will give you the reward of that person just because of your niyyah. The problem is that we don't have a niyyah. For some, wal'iyadu billah, it's the other way around. They see someone spending their money on junk, and they say, man, if I had money, I'll be driving, I'll be doing the same thing as this person. See, it's the other way around. صلى الله عليه وسلم. Ask Allah to guide us to the good niyyah. ويدل على أنه ما ليس سواء في الأجر من حيث العمل. But however, the Sheikh said, and what indicates that they will not be equal in reward. They will not be equal in reward. His niyyah will be like that. He will be given reward for that niyyah. فهو بنيته. The Sheikh said, what indicates that their deed are not identical من حيث العمل, concerning the deed. أن فقراء المهاجرين لما أتوا إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقالوا يا رسول الله إن أهل الدثور سبقونا. The فقراء, the poor among the immigrants, came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, said, yeah, O Messenger of Allah, verily أهل الدثور, the people of فلوس, the people of wealth, have beat us. سبقونا, they have raced us and they won already. They're ahead of us. They have superseded us. Maybe that's a better word. فقال لهم صلى الله عليه وسلم تسبحون وتحمدون وتكبرون دبر كل صلاة 33. He said then, you know, in order to make up for the money they're spending, which you cannot spend, he said, you say Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 33 times after every salah. فلما سمع الأغنياء بذلك فعلوا مثله. So the rich people heard about this one, so they did this as well. So now they're spending money and they're doing the dhikr which the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم gave to the poor. فعلوا مثله فرجع الفقراء يشكون إلى النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. So the poor people again went back to the Messenger of Allah complaining, you know, complaining. فقال لهم ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء. He said, this is the bounty of Allah, he gives it to whomever he wills. What can you do? خلاص. يعني if Allah wants to have the ajr of the dhikr and the ajr of spending, this is the bounty of Allah, he gives it to whomever he wills. لم يقل إنكم بنيتكم أدركتم عملهم. He did not tell them, with your niyyah you are like them, you are equal with them. So that's why the other hadith is understood as according to the niyyah. يعني the niyyah will be equal, but not the ajr of the deed itself. Is that clear? طيب جميل. ولأن هذا هو العدل. And the Sheikh said, because also this is justice. فرجل لم يعمل لا يكون كالذي عمل. Someone didn't do something, it's not equal to the one who did it. And it's not the same. لكن يكون مثله في أجر النية فقط. But he is equal to him in the reward of the niyyah only, but not the deed itself. Hey. وأما الهم فينقسم إلى قسمين. As for that developing a concern, if we may call it, then this is divided into two parts. الأول أن يهم بالشيء, يهم بالشيء, يهم بالشيء, يهم بالشيء, يهم بالشيء, يهم بالشيء, ويفعل ما يقدر عليه من ثم يحال بينه وبين إكماله. The first category is that you develop a motivation or a concern or an interest to do something, and you do part of it, then you are unable to complete it due to reasons beyond your control. You're unable to complete that which you had already developed a concern concerning. It's an interesting one. فهذا يكتب له الأجر كاملا. This one will get the reward complete. لقوله تعالى ومن يخرج من بيته مهاجرا إلى الله ورسوله ثم يدركه الموت فقد وقع أجره على الله. Because Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, and so whosoever leaves his house مهاجرا, migrating, إلى الله ورسوله, to Allah and His Messenger, ثم يدركه الموت, then death overtakes him, فَقَدْ وَقَعَ أَجْرُ اللَّهِ, then his ajr, his reward has fallen upon Allah. Not fallen in that sense, meaning his reward is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His reward is with Allah. وَهَذِهِ بُشْرَ لِطَلَبَةِ الْعِلْمِ. The Shaykh said, this is good news for the students of knowledge. إِذَا نَوَى الْإِنسَانَ أَوْ إِذَا نَوَى الْإِنسَانُ عَفْوًا إِذَا نَوَى الْإِنسَانُ أَنْ يَطْلُبَ الْعِلْمَ وهو يريد أن ينفع الناس بعلمه ويذب عن سنة الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم وينشر دين الله في الأرض ثم لم يقدر له أو لم يقدر له ذلك بأن مات مثلا وهو في طلبه فإنه يكتب له أجر من وهو سعى إليه. ما شاء الله. He said, if a man intends to seek knowledge. And he wants their end to benefit the people with his knowledge. And he wants to defend the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he wants to spread the deen of Allah on earth. Then it is not decreed for him. Yet it is not decreed for him to do so. And he dies while seeking this knowledge, he will have the reward of that which he intended and which he exerted his efforts for. Even if he doesn't reach it. Because that's what he was working on. That's what he was striving for.
بل إن الإنسان إذا كان من عادته العمل وحيل بينه وبينه لسبب فإنه يكتب له أجره. الشيخ said,
rather if a person was known for doing something, he had a habit of doing some a deed often, and for whatever reason he was unable to do it, he would get the reward for it.
قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا مرض العبد أو سافر كتب له مثل ما كان يعمل مقيما صحيحا.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the slave becomes ill or he travels, he will get the reward of everything he used to do while he was sound and a resident. And because of travel, he missed out on the nafila, which he used to pray. When you travel, you don't pray nafila. You don't pray the sunnah and the rawatib. You may pray nafila, but you don't pray two rak'at before dhuhr, right? Four rak'at, then you pray two rak'at dhuhr, then it doesn't make any sense. When someone said this to Ibn Umar, he said, if I were going to do this, then I would pray the salah. I would do the four rak'at. Why are you shortening the salah? Because you're a traveler. If you're going to pray four before it, then two, then two, that's 10 rak'at, 8 rak'at, that defeats the purpose of the traveler's prayer. So you don't pray. But if you were used to it, you will get the reward of that salah because you're traveling. You used to give sadaqah every day to someone. Because you're traveling, you couldn't, you will get the reward. You used to pray in the first row. And he went to a place where, you know, like a Masjid al-Nabawi, for example, or Mecca, or a place where you have no means to make it to the first row sometimes. It's just impossible because of the people with you. Inshallah, you'll get the reward of the first row. Because it was something you were keen on doing all the time. However, you were prevented because of travel. Same thing with sickness.
والقسم الثاني, the second category, أن يهم بالشيء ويتركه مع القدرة عليه فيكتب له بيه حسنة كاملة لنيته.
The second kind is that you have a concern or motivation to do something while being able to do it, then you will be given the complete reward for your niyyah. Even if you do it, because you had the intention to do it.
وأما السيئات, as for the bad deeds, فإنه يكتب على الإنسان ما عمله.
The person will only get what he intended.
ويكتب عليه ما أراد وسعى فيه ولكن عجز عن.
And he would be also written against him what he intended and strove for, but he wasn't able to do it.
ويكتب عليه ما نوى وتمنى.
And he would be written against him what he intended and what he wished for. That's very dangerous. So the Shaykh began saying, فأن يكتب على الإنسان ما عمله. And what he does. And what he wanted to do but was unable. He wanted to go commit zina. And the lady changed her mind. Or he was caught on the way. Or he had a flat tire. طيب, but the intent was there. He wasn't able to do it. He will get that bad deed because the intent was there to do it. Not that he changed his mind. If he changed his mind and turned around with his car, he will get good deeds. Allah will give him a hasana for having intended to do a bad deed and changing the intention. But if he's prevented for whatever reason, he still gets it based on his niyyah. The Shaykh will explain, and that which he intended and that which he wished for.
طيب فالأول واضح
والله. This is quite طيب.
The first one is understood. والثاني يكتب كاملا لقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا التقى المسلمان بسيفيهما فالقاتل والمقتول في النار.
How to explain it? The narrations or the evidences for that understanding. Why it will be written completely, the evil deed. The Prophet ﷺ said, if two Muslims meet with their swords, the killer and the killed are in the fire. The killer and the victim, the murderer and the victim are in the fire. They said, قالوا يا رسول الله هذا القاتل فما بالي المقتول. They said, oh Masjid Allah, okay, the killer we understand. Well, what about the one who was killed? قال لأنه كان حريصا على قتل صاحبه. He said, because he was keen on killing his friend. Yani both of them met with the sword and his intention is, I want to kill him. And he's saying, no, I'm going to kill him. One was able to kill the other. Both will be in the fire because the one who was killed had a similar intention, but he wasn't successful.
yet he still got the hellfire because his intent was to kill his brother. You see how that happened? Jameel. ومثله من هم أن يشرب الخمر ولكن حصل له مانع. Equal to that is one who wanted to drink alcohol, intoxicants, and something prevented him. فهذا يكتب عليه الوزر كامل أنه سعفي. This one will have the full bad deed, the full reward of bad deed, because he strove to drink the intoxicants, he was unable to do it. والثالث الذي نواه وتمناه يكتب عليه. The third one is the intent and the wish, it will be written against him as well. ومن الحديث الذي أخبر النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام عن رجل أعطاه الله مالا فكان يتخبط فيه فقال رجل فقير لو أن لي مالا لعملت فيه بعمل فلان قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام فهو بنيته فوزره ما سوى. Just like the man before, the man who had wealth and he was spending it recklessly, a poor person said, if I had wealth like him, I will spend it the same way. The Prophet ﷺ said, he is according to his intention, their evil deed is the same. Their evil deed is the same. وَلَوْ هَمَّ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ وَلَكِنْ تَرَكَهَا فَهَذَا عَلَى ثَلَاثَةِ أَقْسَامٍ. However, if he intends to do a bad deed, but he leaves it alone, then these are under three categories. First, إِنْ تَرَكَهَا عَجْزًا فَهُوَ كَالْعَامِلِ إِذَا سَعَى فِيهَا. If he leaves it because of inability, he's unable to do it, or inability, he will have the full deed like the one who strove for it. He wanted to do the sin, he was unable to do it. He was unable. ثاني وإن ترك لله كان مأجورا. If he leaves it for the sake of Allah, he's rewarded with good deed. ثالثا وإن ترك لأن نفسه عزفت عنها أو لم تطر على بالي فهذا لا إثم عليه ولا أجر. But if he leaves it because he forgot or it didn't cross his mind, then he's neither rewarded with good nor is he punished with a bad deed. He's just neutral. والله عز وجل يجزي بالحسنات أكثر من العمل. And Allah عز وجل will reward for the good deeds more than the deed. The أجر, the reward, the multiplication of the reward is greater than the deed itself. ولا يجزي بالسيئات إلا مثل العمل. However, the bad deeds are equal to the deed. The amount of sin is equal to the sin, but the good deeds are multiplied. That's very important. ومن جاء بالحسنة فله عشر أمثالها. In the Quran, Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 160. Whoever brings a good deed, فله عشر أمثالها, will have the tenfold. Many people think this is only from the Hadith. It's actually in the Quran. ومن جاء بالسيئة فلا يجزى إلا مثلها وهم لا يظلمون. But whoever brings a bad deed, he will only be rewarded equal to it, and they will not be wronged or oppressed. وهذا من كرمه عز وجل ومن كون رحمته سبقت غضبه. This is from the mercy of Allah عز وجل, and due to the fact that his nobleness and his generosity, and the fact that his mercy superseded his anger. And I think this will be sufficient for now, inshallah ta'ala. The next week, bismillah, if we will remain alive, we'll be continuing on the books in the right hand and in the left, in the left or behind one's back, and the ayat relevant to that. Then we will go on to the discussion about how the creation will be held accountable. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.